Steve's Big Dumb Podcast, Monday, October 15th, 2018. Oh man, you haven't lived until you have done a comedy show at an Alzheimer's clinic. Whew. More on that after the opening music.
The time has come for the podcast whose time has come. This is That Podcast. And since it is that time, and since that time has come, it is now time for us to present, proudly, Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody. And now, Steve Goody.
Yes, I am driving now from a gig at an Alzheimer's clinic in Franklin. And I gotta say, it's interesting. A lot of people did know where they were. And then there was those who I'm not sure if they knew where they were, but everybody was very nice. And it was not a nightmare. It was not great. It was pretty good. My favorite moment was when I did my song, Words That Sound Dirty But They Ain't. I announced to this group of folks, there's probably about 20, 25 people there, and a few staff members who are about my age or a little younger, and everybody else is upwards of 75. I announced them, you know, we haven't had any hip-hop yet, so now we're going to do one that's about words that sound dirty but they're not. And so we launched into that, and I think it shocked some people into just being amused for reasons they didn't understand. It was really very cool, and I got lots of comments about that song afterward. So, I think, so you understand what I'm talking about, here's Words That Sound Dirty, But They Ain't.
Some words you've heard, they sound so naughty, but they're quite innocuous. Gosh darn it, by golly, you can say them in church, or in Abu Dhabi, or in Hobby Lobby. Probably. I had a cocktail in Bangkok watching Netflix about a pilot who dictates in the cockpit. Now I'm reading Moby Dick, sperm whales really sick, blowing out your blowhole. I'm plowing with my backhoe, yo. Your diphthong is cool, your uvula rules. You should masticate a kumquat and some head cheese too. My asymptote is straight, though I might asphyxiate, choking down some shiitake that I shouldn't have ate. My beagle bitch is a tracker, your shih tzu a slacker. Forget Tampa Bay, I love my Green Bay Packers. Astronauts get favors, circling Uranus like a concert pianist. A president ignoramus, it's always gratifying when my shuttlecock's flying. I whacked it with my joystick, so satisfying. If it is or it ain't, is Peter a saint? All the tea bags in China made your mama faint. I might be out of line, you got a cute angina, your pussy willow's fine, but this is asinine. I got cotton balls, meatballs, snowballs, cheese balls, tennis balls, softballs, matzo balls, and sleaze balls, yo. There's a family of birds made up of naughty words like
cockatoo, peep owl, nuthatch, titmouse, woodpecker, sapsucker,
and swallow.
These words I've heard that you sound filthy, but I say I'm on the air and come back not guilty. There might be some more, yeah, I might have missed them, but you'll never lock me up in your penal system.
Words.
Now, when I do that song, I don't play the guitar. I rap it along with audio and video that I put together. And if you'd like to see the video of that song, you can go to stevegoody.com and click videos and have a good look at it. And that's fun, because the words all appear on the screen as I rap, and it goes way, way, way too fast, and people get to read along and just be baffled in the case of today's show. So, all in all, entertaining people at an Alzheimer's facility, it's not a clinic, it's a facility, was worth doing. Not my best show, certainly not my worst show, and good practice all in all. Relearn a few basics. One is never set up your show, you know, set up the gear with an audience sitting there. It just kills the authority that you might have if the... as opposed to setting it all up with nobody in the room, then they file in, and then boom, we do the show. It's just much better that way. I don't know how many times I got to learn that lesson, or a bunch of other lessons, but that's why I got to do this, to keep relearning those lessons. So, thank you very much to my friend Natalie, who made that possible, and to my new friends Flo and, well, I forgot her name. Okay, no jokes. So now the fun thing I've got to do, other than making this podcast, is deal with the good people at Piedmont Natural Gas. I am now the owner of two houses, and the gas at one of them, I got a final bill in the mail for that house, so I called them up, and after being on hold for 20 minutes, I talked to a lady who, she's looking at her computer screen, she said, well, one screen says that the gas is on at that address, and one screen says that the gas is off, so I just don't know. And I said, well, that's helpful. I was on the phone a total of 45 minutes. I actually wound up hanging up on her because I just couldn't stand it anymore. It was better than cursing her out. You got to give me some credit for that. But come on. They can't tell me if the gas is on or not. And they say, okay, we'll have to send somebody out and we'll need you to be at the house for 8 hours I'm like, I don't live there, and I'm not asking the person who does live there to stay home for 8 hours so you can come find out if the gas is on. I just asked my tenant, is the gas on? He said, it seems to be. Anyway, it's just stupid. Making podcasts is much more fun than that, and getting ready to go out on the road is much more fun than all of it. So that's what I'm going to work on for now. Let's find a fun song to play for you. How about something else from the Tooju review from way back 20 years ago? Oh, here's one. We made a video of this song. It's very, very wrong. It's about a man who is in love with his cat. I mean, he's in love with his cat. So we'll do the mid-show music, and then we'll get to Whiskers and Me right here on Steve's Big Dumb Podcast. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe. Thanks.
Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody is halfway over. That's right. We've had half of Steve's Big Dumb Podcast, which means that half of the podcast is over. But stay tuned, because the second half of Steve's Big Dumb Podcast is coming up now.
I have a cat I love to pieces. What's wrong with that? So we come from different species. What's wrong with that? And I know I've been lonely too long, but I know what we feel can't be wrong. 'Cause Whiskers and me, we're in love, can't you see? We're just innocent victims of society. And it's not what you think, it's so much more beautiful than that. Oh God, I love that pussycat. What's wrong with that? A little whip and a teeny saddle. What's wrong with that? What goes on when we're under the covers is just like any other furry four-legged lovers. 'Cause Whiskers and me check each other for fleas, and we're growing so close, we're almost Siamese. When she's using a tongue for a bath, it could be more beautiful than that. Once you've gone, cat, you never go back. Now you might not like 10 sharp claws on your wife, but I'm fine with them. And I know that you might think that I have no life, but I've got 9 of them. Though all through the land our love has been banned, still we play in the sand, hand in paw, paw in hand. And I'm falling for her, and she's falling for me. And though I'll land in jail, she will land on her feet. 'Cause Whiskers and me, running naked and free in the alley at midnight, man, she's always in heat. When the moon hits her eye like a fish in a frying pan, what could be more beautiful than that? Oh God, I love that pussycat. And I know I'm in all sorts of trouble.
It was 20 years ago, almost exactly today, that we made the video for that song. That one's not on my page for some reason, but if you get up there on YouTube and type in the search field, Tooju Review, and review is spelled R-E-V-U-E, Tooju Review, Whiskers and Me, should be able to find it. It's very, very, very wrong. So very wrong. Thank you to Jacob Cantor and Jessica Kubzanski, genius, for making that happen. So let's see. Now I'm going to think about taking the seats out of my car. I'm going to be hitting the road in a couple days, and in order to fit everything I need into my car, got to take all the seats out and cram everything in. So that'll be fun. Thank you for listening to the Big Dumb Podcast. Please subscribe, and thanks, guys.
Steve's Big Dumb Podcast with Steve Goody is over. We've been podcasting for quite some time, and now the podcast is over. That means we're not podcasting anymore. Until next time, when Steve's Big Dumb Podcast will be... podcasting. This is Steve Goody. Thanks for listening.